Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome. Welcome to Whisper and the deeper meditation about inner conversations with yourself. This follows on from the previous pieces and is a cornerstone again for knowing who you are and being able to act from your wisest self while being able to look after parts of you that are less developed. And this may be parts of you that have been wounded in the past and have made decisions that are limiting and causing you to hold beliefs that are limiting. And also maybe bits of you that are kept in the shade, like your ambition, your true healthy self, your most fulfilled self. Those also need to be taken into account and nurtured. So I'd like you to close your eyes. Just take some deep breaths. Feel your sitting bones on the chair and your spine rising out of them. And your feet on the floor. If you're lying down, really feel the support along your whole body length. And just scan back over the years for a time when you felt unhappy in a relationship of any kind. If there's a particular moment, feel that moment, see that moment. If it's a general quality of feeling over a number of years even, just feel what you felt in your body. Is it a tightness in your chest, constriction in your throat, a weight on your shoulders, a churning of your stomach, a trembling of your whole body, biting back of anger or tears? Just feel what it is. Feel the sensation. Is it a lump in your chest, like a dead weight in your heart? Is it fiery? Is it fluid? What does it feel like, and where are you holding it? Is it still? Is it moving? Go back to that time and be with the younger you. Let's be together with your highest, wisest, good self looking on. And benign presence of love and compassion. And breathe with her. From where she is, what is she thinking about the situation? What is she feeling about the situation? What is she believing about herself? There might be words that begin with I am or I'm not. Like, could be I'm not good enough, I'm not safe, I don't belong. I'm invisible, I don't matter, I'm not important, I'm a burden, I'm alone. Those are just examples. Feel what's right for you, for your younger self. And from that place too, what does she think others are or are not? It could be something like, others are more important than me. Others' needs and desires come first. Others ignore me, find me high maintenance. Don't want me. Feel what's right, feel what fits for you and your young self. And what does younger you think and believe about life, the universe, God, spirit, source, whatever your word is, for the great presence, that force of life that is greater than yourself? What does young you believe? Could be, life doesn't care about me. God disapproves of me. The universe doesn't support me. I have to take care of myself. I'm alone on this earth. I have no place here. It's dangerous to be seen. All of those are possibilities. Feel what's right for you. And from your wisest, kindest, most compassionate self, what do you see is true about her? Tell her the truth about her beauty, her innocence, her vulnerability, her vibrance, her liveliness, her tenderness, her passion, her excitement, her ambition, her joy, whatever it is she needs to know, I want you to tell her. And feel her take in your words. See her body language change as she receives you, the care you're offering. And tell her what's true about others, what they are and are not. They will think about her feelings and take them into account. She lets them know is a possibility. She's a good and true person that people will be interested in and want to know. Welcome. If she just lets them see who she is. Others can be trustworthy. can be honest and kind, can hold boundaries, and want to. Feel what are the right words there too. And then about life, the universe, God, Spirit, Source, from this place of real kind wisdom, compassion. Let her know what the universe is or is not. Let her really take in your wisdom, your warmth, your welcome. As a conduit for that field and force of life that is greater than us all and wants the best for us, wants us to be fully developed. Let her feel that. And take time to have your conversation with her. Is there anything she needs you to know? Anything that she's not told you? Anything she needs you to see, to hear, to feel? Just take time. And is there anything that you want her to know, that you want to tell her or show her? Let her feel your love, your tenderness towards her. Your understanding, your acceptance. If she would like it, you could take her in your arms and be together. Let her know that you are here and you will come and visit again. That you will hold her in your heart, hold her in your mind. So she knows she is not left. She is held by you. Now I'd really love you just to digest some of what's happened. Come gently back to the room, your present time. Have a shake and open your eyes. And list to yourself three things that are really good about your current age. what power and autonomy you have, what wisdom you have, what resources you have, what's good about being adult. And I'd like you to take out your notebook and just write down some of what's happened in the meditation today. And if you can, do this a few times before we meet again. Thank you for your devotion to your young self. Sending blessings to you both. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.